There are a lot of different comments of the Das Akanim in Parshas Vayishlach that I would love to discuss. There's one in particular that I am going to choose because I think it solves several problems, actually. While the first question that the Das Akanim starts with is perhaps one that isn't so troubling, and there's a well-known answer, I think it addresses two other questions. One based on the phraseology in the text, and another conceptual problem with the statement of Yaakov. Questions that might have been overlooked are actually addressed by the comment of the Das Akanim. So let's take a look. This is in Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis, and Yaakov is davening. He hears that Esav is on his way, seemingly with bad intentions, and he has an army of 400 men, or 400 commanders, as I'll explain, and he is davening to Hashem to please save him. Now, in the previous pasuk, he says, "Katonti mikol chasidim mikol ha'emes," that I've become small because of all the chesed and emes that you've done with me. He says, "B'maklia varti esed yarden azev atah yisi l'shnei machanos," that I had originally come with nothing but my staff across the Yarden, and now I've become two camps. And I need you to Hashem, please save me. Because I'm afraid of him. Maybe he's going to come and he's going to strike me down, mother upon sons. So the Das Akanim's comment begins with Shala Machanisa. A noblewoman asked the following question. This is the way that many Midrashim and comments of the Gemara begin. There's a noblewoman asking a certain question. Heyach yare me'esav achar shehavticho HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How is it possible that after Hashem promised him security, that he would protect him, that he was afraid of Esav? And this question is actually already addressed in the Gemara, and I think one of the most famous answers is well known. Well, typically famous things are well known, but the Gemara's answer, I think, is one of the well-known, more famous answers, which is that Yaakov was concerned that maybe he was no longer worthy of this protection. And he was saying, maybe I'm not worthy anymore, maybe my sin caused me to lose out on this protection, so please save me. But that's not what the Das Akanim says over here. I don't know if this comment, I have never seen this comment to my memory in Midrash, but it could be it is a midrash somewhere. In the chumash that I have, it didn't seem to source a midrash. So anyway, the Das Akanim will give an answer that doesn't just address this question, but a couple of other questions that could be people haven't thought of before. For example, the strange lesson over here of pen yavo vihikani aim albanim, lest he come and he strike me. Aim albanim, mother on sons, mother over sons. What does that mean? That's actually a pretty strange phrase. Now, it happens to be that there is a midrash that addresses this phrase and says that it's relevant to the mitzvos of sending away the mother bird and not killing an animal and its young on the same day. These were mitzvos that Klal Yisrael were to keep, and if Esau were to kill Yaakov's family, then who would keep these mitzvos? But that's one question. And another question is more of a conceptual question of what Yaakov's saying. The Pasha understanding of Katonti Mikol Chasadim, Hashem has done so much good for me, I've become small from all the good he did for me, and then the demonstration of it would be that that I came with nothing but a staff, but now I am two large camps. Which on the one hand sounds very impressive, right? I had nothing but a walking stick when I first came across, and now I have two camps. But it's actually strange to refer to the fact that he has two camps as a chesed, because as we see, the reason that he has two camps is that one of them is likely to be wiped out. That Yaakov split his camp in half to cut his losses and hope that even if half of the camp is completely obliterated, half of them will survive. So that doesn't seem like something that you should thank Hashem for, or at least not, you should not suggest that detracts from your account and Katonti Mikol Chasadim Mikol Ames. Maybe more of Ames than Chasadim over there. Now, I think there are a few answers to this question, and perhaps that's I'll save that for another shir. But I want to get into the answer of the Dasa Kingdom to the first question, and we'll see how this will also answer the other questions. So the Dasa Kingdom says that Ona Tamid Chacham. Tamid Chacham responded essentially that Yaakov deals with this problem himself. It says Kibbe Makli Avartis Yarden Azeh. That right, he says, I crossed over with just my staff. He says, "Klomar shiftachani Hakadosh Baruch Hu lo that Hashem promised me. He assured me lo ha'yisi kim ba'atzmi." That he said, when Hashem said, "I'm going to watch over you," he was talking about just me, myself, Yaakov. Va'ata ha'yisi l'shnei machanos. But now I have become two camps. I have an entire family, not just an entire family. Extended family, servants, maid servants, so much so that, that, you know, two camps would be effective, meaning that it's such a large camp that I could split it into two and one would still look like a full family. And he says, "V'lechein af im eini yarei mimenu she'evtechani HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if I myself am not scared, yarei anochi pen yavo v'hikani eim al banim, I'm afraid that he's going to strike down mother on sons. That Hashem didn't promise me about the aim al banim. He didn't promise me about my wives, about my sons. So to answer the noblewoman's question, why was he afraid if Hashem promised him? Because Hashem promised him for himself, but not for his family, that they would be okay. He was concerned about them. Why does he say Esau might strike me mother upon sons? Because he was worried about the mother of his sons and the mothers of his sons and the sons. And why does he get into what's the chesed of having the two machanos? No, he's not talking about the chesed over here. I think the way to understand is that he's saying this is the reason I'm afraid. I'm afraid because, you know, at the time that I was promised, I had my staff, the shirt on my back, and basically nothing else. But now I have a lot more to live for, and now a lot more to lose. And I'm actually thinking right now, there's a better, this answer is actually, I think, a better in a sense than the one provided by the Gemara, that Yaakov was concerned maybe he sinned and lost out on this protection, because the promise was actually pretty recent. The reiteration was just before Yaakov left Laban. So it's plausible that he sinned in that short time between the end of last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha, but it's not as likely. However, this answer, you don't have that problem at all, because Hashem doesn't mention that his family will be okay in the security, even in the reiteration of the bracha of Shmira. So this comment of the Dasa Kingdom doesn't only resolve numerous questions on the text, but also demonstrates what Yaakov's primary concern was, which was his family, the building of Klal Yisrael. You know, this is not just a guy afraid of his vengeful brother, but it's a man who values his mission to build a nation, and he feels that that nation is already in existence. And he has a tremendous responsibility to make sure that he nurtures it and develops it and that it becomes the Am Hashem that it needs to be. And therefore, with no real concern about himself, he davens to Hashem that Eim Al Banim, his wonderful family, will survive and thrive. And Baruch Hashem, he answered his tefillos in the positive, and we are here today to tell the tale.